I didn't see what you were
The Debate Amongst Friends is here, ladies and gentlemen. I am the Professor John Guy, the King of RNG, the Troll Master, the Data Analyzing Ninja, the Conqueror of my own fate, and the Wise Man for your reigning, defending, undisputed podcasting champion, Doc Adamus, the Equalizer.
No, unsportsmanlike already. You can't do that. I'm cutting you off right there. You can't do that to me. You can't do that.
So
I'm cutting you off right
many
now.
Many seasons you have you taken a line that I have given to you, and you snipped it around on me. And I didn't say a thing.
Doc Adamus doesn't even sound good. That's the other part. It doesn't even sound good.
It sounds great.
It sounds like a freaking... I don't even know. It sounds like an animal that's been altered.
It's better than the other thing I was going to say.
Oh, God. Don't get tossed out of the game. Come on. Don't get tossed.
Anyway, this man right here, he is Los Tranquilo, the Sultan of Squat. The Sanitizer. Please. What's going on, man?
What a scumbag. A lot of scumbaggery.
What was not scumbaggery? And we'll get to the point of the episode real quickly. That Brock Lesnar interview on the Pat McAfee show yesterday. I didn't know you had a chance to watch it, but it was amazingly hilarious, insightful, motivational. Yeah.
Check him out. I didn't get a chance to see. I mean, anything that Ponytail Brock does is going to be amazing.
Ponytail Brock with the cowboy hat.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, he's just really good with the ponytail, and I've been saying that since I seen him. The first time I saw that ponytail, I just knew that he was going to be gold again. Probably the best run of his career, in my opinion. Where he's free, the ponytail's just swinging and flying in the air, and it just looks good. But I did see something about, was there a table involved?
It was a little, side table that you would have, like, at the couch kind of thing.
Gotcha. Somebody went through that, or he broke it or something?
No, he broke it.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
he broke it, and then he yeeted his headphones into the rafters.
Gotcha,
at the very end of the episode. Like, he was energetic.
Let's go, Brock. But ladies and gentlemen, we are here as this season has been long. Season 6, as well as the NFL season, has been long. Obviously, they added the extra game. They added the extra team in the playoffs. They added so many different rules and regulations. So much going on. So we are going to do a quick recap of this first 17 game regular season, the inaugural 17 game season won by your I was gonna say it, but I chose not to. Your Los Angeles Rams.
Yeah, that would have been an automatic ejection too. You knew that too.
Yeah, but your LA Rams are your Super Bowl champions. Definitely well deserved.
The Hollywood ending, as many call it.
Yeah, all of a sudden now teams are going back to back playing in their home stadiums. That's kind of crazy. But and that joke, a couple weeks ago saying the Cowboys,
it's been like everywhere on Twitter. That same joke has been all over Twitter.
Yeah, that the NFL is going to switch the Super Bowl to Cowboys Stadium because the Cowboys will never play at home, which is pretty good. As well as them thinking about doing it out of the country, which I thought would be interesting.
It's going to be great for the NFL because to get the more worldwide exposure, but it's going to suck for, domestic fans because they don't want to have to fly out there.
You're not just
paying for a flight, like a domestic flight now. Now you're paying for a domestic flight, domestic hotels, and then whatever they decide they want to charge for the price at the stadium they decide to do that.
unless they like they have to like, you know, and whatever stadium they use, you got to make sure that you have it, you know, potentially customized.
It might be in a soccer stadium,
right? Customized for that elaborate halftime show and all that good stuff. But nonetheless, you know, what were your initial thoughts, man? 17-game season. 18-game season. Well, technically a 17 with the bye week. That's why I keep saying 17. But 18-week season.
Yes.
17 games. A lot of ups and downs. A lot of crazy takes. A lot of coach firings mid-season. Some controversy. A couple of stars were released from their teams, you know, abruptly. Obviously, you know, you had some trades. I mean, it was a lot, and that's not even including, you know, Corona Chan.
Yeah, which I don't think it reared its ugly head until like week 10.
Yeah, it was pretty not calm, but it was cool.
It was cool, and then all of a sudden, just woof!
Bam, 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 bam! Like a freaking Jacobs gun! Bow, 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 bow. Yeah.
Hey. If you only have to use more than one shot, you're not using a good Jacobs.
You're not using a Jacobs out of the Borderlands. But, you know, we started the season, you know, Aaron Rodgers, you know, we had a couple new head coaches, you know, we had, you know, a couple holdouts, you know, a couple contract disputes.
Yep.
A couple people coming back from injury. But, I mean, I think the big, you know, news was, you know, the big deal was, you know, hey, Urban Meyer, you know, coming to the NFL.
It was right? The hype behind Urban Myers.
Yeah, that was the big thing. You got Trevor Lawrence coming in, you know, that plethora of quarterbacks, the plethora of wide receivers that were taken, you know. I mean, you just had a lot, the return of Dak.
Yep.
Right. You know, you knew them boys was going to the Super Bowl. And I said it, man. I felt like the Cowboys had the best chance. This is it right here. This year was it. This team was the best opportunity to get them to the Super Bowl, in my opinion. I thought you had a guy, you know, number one in interceptions. You had a guy that was, you know, led rookies in sacks. You know, Dak was back. You know, it's just for some reason
the Cowboys gonna be the Cowboys.
Yeah, that offense on paper looked great. Like you said, they had the receivers obviously before a couple injuries late in the season, which I think if they don't lose, what is his name? Michael Gallup. If they don't lose Michael Gallup, they have a better weapon. I mean, nothing against Amari, you know, hanging with Mr. Cooper and CD, you know, Mary Had a Little Lamb. But Mr., you know, Michael, all stables clear, Gallup, I just feel like he makes the tough catches that the other two can't. Amari Cooper's a great route runner. CeeDee Lamb, great route runner. But the drops, you know, will probably have them, you know, playing in a different uniform possibly next season. I think if he continues to drop passes like he's been.
Well, yes.
I could see it. Listen, they let go of Jalen Smith, which I didn't think they should do that because I personally don't. I'm not a huge fan of Van Der Esch, but I don't think anybody's off the table at this particular point, including, like you mentioned, Mike McCarthy. Now, this season, Mike McCarthy's on the hot seat. He has to win this season or get into the playoffs. Last season, I didn't think it was going to happen, but this season, I think
starts high. This season, Cowboys Nations are starting to say what I said last year.
yeah, you were jumping the gun, I thought, but
I don't think I was jumping the gun. Yeah, I would you were say, jumping the gun, but dare I say, had the reads.
I don't know. I mean, when I look at the, you know, some of the other teams, you know, that didn't make any necessary jumps, you know, the Jags, the Jets, the Giants, you know, in the beginning of the season, you would have thought that it was the Dolphins, you know, the Commanders.
Well, they became the Commanders.
You told me I couldn't say football team or or old skins.
Well, that's what I said. They became the commanders.
Yeah. So that's why I want to make sure
we're including that into it. So we stay.
Yeah. Okay. I just want to make sure I don't get any texts or anything. You said it wasn't the
football team that got you to tech. It was the old skins.
Yeah. You know, some teams that just didn't get better. You know, the Falcons, the Panthers. Yeah.
Didn't get better, and teams that was supposed to be Super Bowl contenders just didn't look good at all too. Shout outs to the Seattle Seahawks.
I was thinking the same thing, and I know we had a big conversation about them re-signing Jamal Adams, which I thought was a terrible idea. Still to this very moment, it's a terrible idea. But you know, now they got Russell Wilson issues as well as, hey, how long does Pete Carroll stay around?
Yep.
Everything going on as well with Deshaun Watson and the Houston Texans.
Deshaun Penny, too, their running back, think about, too, with their contract issues.
Honestly, I don't know what the Seahawks are going to do. You got to make a decision on Russell. I think Russell is the main, point of emphasis. Like, hey, do we trade Russell, away to the Colts or, now the Bucks or, the Panthers or, some of these, the Falcons, some of these, the Steelers, the end of an era, a couple era ends, that we went through, does Russell go and play for one of those teams or does he stay in Seattle and ride out Pete Carroll's tenure, which could potentially end next season?
Yep. Speaking of the Steelers, what are the Steelers going to do?
Well, I mean, he said they're going to battle out. I mean, I told you I wouldn't be surprised if they brought in Jameis to compete for that, that opportunity.
Yep.
The Saints can't march in because they don't have any cash.
Nope.
So they'll have to make some tough decisions.
The Saints are marching in with stuff from the Dollar Tree.
Yeah, and even the Dollar Tree now has gone from $1 to $1.25. So even that's kind of pushing it. it's going to be tough. I think, we'll have to wait and see if they keep Taysom Hill. I mean, they paid Taysom Hill a big money, And I think he played quarterback most of the season. So I think it's like 4 years, $90-something million if he plays quarterback. And he did. So I assume that's what he's going to get. So I could see him getting cut. It's going to be interesting to say the least. This is going to be a different league. Brady's out, Carson Wentz is on the move. Who else is on there? Yeah, there's a couple people that, Ryan Tannehill could be on the move.
Yeah.
Well, and honestly, and this is just me being honest, and I mean, I don't know how I feel about it right now, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Bucks put a claim in for Ryan Tannehill, for a trade for Ryan Tannehill. I don't think it's a horrible move. I don't love it, but I don't hate it either.
Yep.
And as well as the Steelers. But you got to see what's going on.
Tannehill going to the Steelers.
But then you got to also look at Jimmy G. Jimmy G's out there. The Commanders, stick with Heineken.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
Jimmy G potentially going to a team with the color red in their schemes, Doc.
Right.
As Jimmy G signed traded to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Right. Which again, the Bucs obviously with Tom Brady retiring, they could ride with Kyle Trask and or Blaine Gabbert. But that would be just for the money.
Yep.
That would just be an opportunity for them to sign everybody back. Let the talent help Kyle Trask grow. Like, can Kyle Trask go out there and just throw short passes to Chris Godwin all day? I assume he can. Will people take pay cuts to come back? I know everybody's not coming back, but that's one of those things. And then you have to look at the Rams, the Super Bowl champs. How different will they look next year?
They have a lot of people going out to free agency. We know they're probably not going to resign everyone. I don't think a team is going to try to do what the Bucks try to. Well, what the Bucks did last offseason, which is to bring back all the starters.
And I don't think the players are going to allow it. And that's the part that, that kind of stinks. I don't think the players are going to allow it. And we did have a, you know, really, really early power ranking kind of coming in. And I know the Bucks were not in that top 10.
No.
So I thought that was pretty interesting. But I think people expect the Rams to still be dominant. But like I said a couple of weeks ago, when the Vikings hired their offensive coordinator, I really feel like the Vikings are going to get better.
They got rid of the main source of the issue, which I've been saying for the past two seasons.
Yeah.
So now they can start making progressive moves forward instead of keep going backwards. And by backwards, I mean don't become like the New York Football Giants.
Agreed. But then you also have, you know, what happens with Kyler Murray? There's a lot of, you know, speculation going on with Kyler Murray.
And right now, it's only just speculation.
Which I understood because, you know, in the game, you know, when you're watching it, it did look like, hey, this guy is stinking it up right now. But in reality, his offensive line gave him zero time.
Zero time. You compared it to last year's Super Bowl.
Oh, God. It was worse. I thought it was way worse.
Yes.
Worse. And, you know, DeAndre Hopkins wasn't out there.
Yep.
But you put him in a system with a better offensive line where he's a guy who doesn't want to run but uses running as a, you know, a last option.
Yep.
I think you have something there. But we'll have to keep an eye on that. But ultimately, the season was pretty dang good. I mean, outside of, you know, racist Gruden and, you know, Urban Meyer kicking and kicking people.
And a cornucopia ref balling to end games. I mean, geez.
Don't get me started.
And
I'm
not even talking about Super Bowl.
I know you're
not. Playoff games.
I think games, period. I mean, you know, the refs, man. Whew.
Yeah.
But. You know, we'll see what happens in the offseason. You got some signings coming up. I mean, you know, got some people who are going to be traded. You got the draft. Obviously, Johnny, we're going to take a break. But, you know, I'm interested to see, you know, what happens between now and just to let you know, ladies and gentlemen, we will be back March 13th for Selection Sunday. Or I guess March 14th, pending, you know, see who's in the brackets for March Madness. But I'm curious to see, you know, the headway that teams make during this stretch of time when they can start talking to players about extensions. You know, although I'm pretty sure those phone calls happen.
I mean,
I don't care what nobody says.
There's already conversation already beginning right now for one Aaron Rodgers as the Packers are saying, quote unquote, going all in.
So, which I don't think that's smart. Honestly, the only reason I don't think it's smart is because Aaron Rodgers is 38 years old. And granted, he probably can play to 45, you know, 44, 45, similar to, you know, Tom. But ultimately, they have a quarterback of the future already. Like, let's not act like this is their first rodeo. Unless they don't believe in Jordan Love yet.
Again, no one from the Packers organization has said anything about Jordan Love. Also, you're a scumbag for saying that too, because you also want Aaron Rodgers to go to the Buccaneers and make your premonition come true. Don't think I don't see what you're doing, Doc. You ain't slick.
Come on. You can't say that though. I mean, it's not just about the fact that
you laughed. You knew I was right. You knew that's like 75% of why you said that.
I don't think he would come to the Bucks as bad as I wanted. It's just the money is not going to work. It's just not going
to
work.
Yeah, but I want it to work. But he gets to work behind the heck of a line though.
If we can keep him together, I mean, Ryan Jensen's up. You know, Kappa's up. And I mean, I don't know. I mean, Kappa, Jensen, Chris Godwin. You still got the secondary, which I don't know. I personally don't think you signed Carlton Davis back personally. but I know that it's a high chance. I think you prioritize Chris Godwin.
Yep.
you prioritize, I would say Kappa over Jensen.
I was
going to
say Kappa over Jensen, too.
Yeah, because Kappa's younger. And then we already signed Vita Vea back to an extension, which I think that's good. We need a backup linebacker. I think this draft has to be huge.
I think so, too.
But I think that's for a lot of teams. A lot of teams need big-time draft help. Obviously, the Bengals need, you know, pass rushing and corner help. The Rams are going to need a new tackle, most likely.
You say pass rushing, you mean pass rushing blocking, right?
The Bengals?
Yeah.
No, they need a new pass rusher.
Some pieces on their offensive line.
No, they need pass. I think they held up pretty good. The Rams are good, man, because even the Bucks had trouble with the Rams. So the Rams are good. I don't take that too seriously. I mean, although he got sacked, 12 times or 8 times this game, 9 times this game, 12 times the other game. I mean, they have a long – they throw some pretty long routes. I think they need help pass rush. They wasn't getting no pass rush at all. But – overall, pretty good season. It was great following the Colts on Hard Knocks, the Jets on, I think it's called One Drive or First yep. Drive or something like that. You know, the Lions, you know, their first head coach, their first year head coach. I think everything kind of went pretty dang good. I'm glad to see certain coaches gone. The return of Lovie Smith. We'll see how that goes.
We're going to see how that entire roller coaster is.
Yeah. But, Johnny, I know.
Wait, before you do that, Doc, we also have one big shout out to give, and that's to Dickie V.
Oh, yeah. Dickie V having surgery on his throat.
We're going to wish him a speedy recovery on his. He almost got the second one.
I saw you back up to the camera a little bit and your shoulders were square up. But yes,
it was about to happen.
Vicky getting, you know, surgery on his throat.
Yes. So from Doc Prof and all of us at the Data Bucks Friends, we want to wish Dick Vitale a safe recovery on his throat surgery.
Yeah, because we need him. I mean, out there, you know, saying diaper dandy, and you know, it's going to be an awesome baby with a freaking capital A.
Yep.
But Johnny, I know that people heard this podcast on their favorite podcast platform, but if they didn't, they can always go to our website at www.debateamongstfriends.com to hear this episode as well as all the previous. Be sure to tune in on March. I'm just gonna say March 13th as we. Breakdown selection Sunday. Oh, I guess it'll be the week of March 13th. Yep. We'll go ahead and break down the 64. I guess we're at it. We're at the madness. 64. The field of 64. No, we're at the madness.
It's not the madness yet. I don't feel it yet. It hasn't happened.
Yeah, well, it's still February. Yeah. Really, we're just getting. We're just getting over Valentine's Day.
We're just getting over the live.
You're right.
Or at least in Doc's case, the live.
Right. Wow. By choice.
It is by
for
choice.
For both of us. For both of us. It's by choice.
You know, that was a very, very safe line you just said there. You just saved yourself from spending the night in the doghouse. But
I live there. But anyway.
We appreciate everyone who listens to us. Make sure you listen to this episode, all the other episodes.
Yeah, I mean, we'll be website. On social media. On social media at Debate Amongst Friends, at Debate Amongst Fra, you know, on Twitter. I mean, definitely we're still posting some things up, but we are taking a break until that field of 64. But make sure you bring those booties back here for the news, the analysis.
Nope. We got to do it the right way. And unfortunately for everyone of you, we must bid you adieu. So, goodbye. And to all, a good night.
Taste the ocean.